Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, Woe to you, Pharisees, you big types of mind and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, you love the seat of the honor in synagogues and greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you, you who are like unseen grapes over which people unknowingly walk. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too. And he said, Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourself do not lift your finger to touch them. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is warning the people at that time, do things with heart, not just fulfill the law and without the heart for the love of God. And St. Paul's also to Galatians, he said, if you are guided by the Spirit, you're not under the law. That means to say, we are free, free to love. Many times we observe law, but without the heart. That's what St. Paul is reminding us. St. Paul also says, the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. If we have joy, we have peace. That means we are following the Spirit of God. If not, perhaps we follow our own inclination, but many times it's for our own selfishness more than to serve. St. Paul also continued to say, if we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. The Spirit is always love. Jesus also telling people, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus loves us not because we are good. Even we are against him, he still loves us. It's to help us to change. Jesus is always by our side. We thank him all these years that he's accompanying us. Just ask him to give us the blessing, the Spirit, in a more concrete way, on a daily basis, the love of the people next to us, with the exception. Ask Jesus to give us the strength to follow the Spirit of forgiveness, the Spirit of peace.